The always grinding mindset is not sustainable, but a life of rest will never allow us to achieve our goals. On this podcast, we will explore the duality of performance training and performance recovery in order to optimize an active, purposeful lifestyle. We talk about intentional discomfort and strategic recovery. I am Dr. Caleb Kaufman, and this is the Duality Labs podcast. So, just had a fight in
January.
When was your fight before that?
Over a year before that. It was October 29th and of 22.
So October 22 to January 24.
Yeah.
That's a long time to go between fights. So what? A lot of times we need that goal in order to drive us. And you had that goal and it got taken away, and you had that goal and it got taken away a couple times. What was that motivation for you, and how did you continue that between 2022 and 2024? It's almost like this inability to compete, even though you wanted to. Like, what was that? What was that thing that kept driving you?
Well, to be honest with you, motivation runs out. There was no motivation anymore. But what does drive me when motivation runs out is dedication. I built a very strong work ethic from ages 8 to, well, to now. And that kind of like, yeah, I don't know anything else. What I got to do? And aside from that, I was, you know, smart enough to realize that every time these fights dropped out, it wasn't really a loss. In my situation, I'm not saying for anybody else's situation, because most of the time it is a loss. But in this situation, it wasn't a loss because I developed a very powerful skill, was how to sell myself and how to convince sponsors to sponsor me. And that's what I got out of the first canceled or the last canceled fight of that year. Before that, there was other reasons that were very beneficial why they got canceled. The first one was actually a really, really good opportunity. I was going to fight on TV. I was like, they call it a swing bout, to where, like, if they don't have enough TV time, pretty much meaning if somebody gets knocked out, then I'm going to get fill in that gap.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's boxing. Someone's going to get knocked out.
Yeah.
Someone ends up getting knocked out. I'm like, damn.
So you're at that, like, extra piece that if they had extra time, they'd be like, oh, let's just throw Kevin on there.
Yeah, exactly. So
cool.
So I was literally going to fight on TV, ESPN, too. I was like, damn. It was Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Huge network. So I was like, cool, I'm about to fight on TV finally. And then it gets canceled. I'm like, what? Are you serious? Like, I'm like, wow. But what the blessing in disguise there was that I needed a new trainer. Like, what would happen if I had fought that fight and I would have won, which I was going to win that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to look impressive, too. I would have gotten signed to somebody, but I would have still been with that old coach, and I wasn't learning anymore. So the blessing there was that I found Brandon here at Flawless Boxing. Come on a side tangent though. But anyway, long story short, the dedication is what kept me going, not the motivation.
And that's interesting because a lot of the thought out there is find what motivates you and do that thing. But you're right, motivation wears out. Like you get excited. Moods change, our emotions change, and we shouldn't chase our moods and emotions. And we have to, for me, I like that you said determination, but I also think discipline is huge.
Because if we can
motivate ourselves while we're disciplined, that discipline is going to stick with us when we're not motivated.
Right.
It's March, the end of March right now. 3 months since New Year's resolutions. Like, there's no one motivated anymore.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to do that shit anymore. Nah. But what they want to do is continue with the discipline that they created in January and February. And I think that's when successful people look back, I believe what most of them say, the ones that I've talked to, is you just have to be disciplined. You have to keep doing the things that you don't want to do.
Yeah, the crazy thing, and I might be butchering it, but I might be off by a week or two, but it takes like 3 weeks to build a habit in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can go 3 weeks to doing the same thing, that's it. Now it's going to feel weird not to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, the research behind that, or those numbers behind that, is wildly varied, and I think 3 weeks is a good place to start. I think I've also heard like 86 days, and I've heard 2 years.
Oh, 2 years is a long time.
But 2 years is a long time. Yeah, 3 weeks of doing the same thing, you're going to have a habit.
Yeah.
And then think about doing that again for 86 days and again for 2 years. That is going to be a very finely ingrained habit for you.
Oh, yeah.
And just like you, I mean, you went almost a year and a half without a fight, but you still maintained the discipline. And I think that's because you, like you said, you started creating those habits since you were 8 years old.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the first 3 weeks, I would say, is the hardest.
Yeah.
But once you make it past those 3 weeks, it just...
It sucks still. It's horrible still. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's in there.
It's doable.
It's ingrained. Yeah, yeah. It's that proof of concept, right? Like, it's possible. I can do this. And then that confidence comes on after it.
One thing that did take me longer than 3 weeks, though, was they're called stand-ups. This workout that we do at Flawless. And it's probably my worst enemy, aside from the cold plunge. But basically, someone holds your legs, and then you stand up. Maybe I'll show you a video later, but it's horrible exercise. It just leaves your legs super sore afterward. That took me about, like, I want to say, like, I think it's been 6 months now. Finally, I can do this now.
But you still hate it a little bit, right?
I hate it.
And I think that's important, too. Yeah. I think we should always do things that we don't want to do. And it's not because it's like, oh, I'm doing this thing that's super hard and it's not benefiting me at all. It's like, find the thing that you don't want to do that actually pushes you forward, and then just do that thing. Like for me, I don't want to do the cold plunge.
Oh, God, no.
I don't want to go out and run. I wake up in the morning and go walking with my rucking vest on. I don't want to do that. But I think pushing yourselves into those boundaries that you don't like to do is super important for development. And I don't want to just be average. I don't want to just be normal.
No.
I want to find a way to make myself a better person every day.
You know, I forgot the name of the scientist. I think it's Dr. Huberman. Have you heard of that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about some research where you can literally grow your, what's the word? Like your willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Your willpower. Mm-hmm. By literally just doing things that you hate to do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he said, I listened to that podcast. It's an area of your brain that you can actually grow.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And it makes sense why, what he said was, no one has a strong will.
No.
You grow the strong will.
Right.
So when someone says, oh, it's Kevin, you're just a hard worker. You have a strong will. It's like, yeah, I do, because I've built that up. Just like someone has big muscles because they built it up.
Yeah. It's not. I hate hearing you're lucky.
No. There's. I mean. There's a fair amount of luck, right?
Yeah.
You're lucky that you were born
in the
to
US,
a certain person who was going to push you in this direction, and you. There is a certain amount of fortune, I guess.
Right.
But no,